Yeah, it is really, really good to be back. Arrived back a couple of days ago. And for those who don't know, my name is Kelly Roy. I just graduated my second year at the Sustainable School in California. For the sake of time, I'll just say it was an amazing, amazing year. Just full of a lot of personal freedom, a lot of personal breakthrough. I lived in a house with nine girls who have become, you know, some of my closest, most precious friends. And we just had such an amazing year, and you know, I'm extremely thankful for. But yeah, really, really excited to be back. So glad the sun's out, praying it stays out so we can all have a glorious day in the sun. I'm going to say stuff that is so simple today, but it's just been in my heart and I can't get away from it. It's what God is doing in me right now, and as you hear it, just try and hear it with fresh eyes, you know, because you're going to have heard it all before, but I just feel like there's something new that God is wanting to do in this community. And I gave just a word at the worship and prayer night just about how strongly I felt like God just wanted to do something with reviving us as a community, just reviving our hearts, reviving our hope, reviving our joy, and reviving our passion, and just this sense of God wanting just to bring restoration to where we come fully alive if we're not fully alive right now. And so these past couple of weeks, maybe this last month, our gospel has just been taking on a life journey again, and I'm just becoming more and more convinced that we are alive to be loved. And I've been meditating a lot on 1 John 4 that just says, "Abide in my love." You know, He abides in us and we abide in Him, and it's just vital, utterly vital, that we learn to abide in love. And you know, we exist to be loved. You exist to be lavishly loved by the Father. You exist to be an expression and a representation of His love to this world. And so I'm just flailing this sort of thing here. You know, love is the gospel. It's always been the gospel. It will always be the gospel. It's threaded through every part, every story, every person, every verse. It's just this heartbeat of love. You know, love is the gospel. It's the reason. It's the purpose. It's the point of it all. Love has always been the point of it all. You know, it's why He came. It's why Jesus Christ came and died on the cross, so that you could be lavishly and outrageously loved by the Father, the perfectly good Father. And you know, the love of God is something that can never become cliche. You know, being told that you're loved by God can never become just something nice that someone says to you. You know, the love of God is the most powerful force on the planet, and it's the most the thing that people are most hungry for, most desperate for. You know, this world is crying out for real, authentic, genuine love. You know, and love is just the point. And I've just been so hit by that revelation again that life's about opening yourself up to love. You know, life is about being courageous enough to crack open your heart to receiving just His relentless love. Especially in the moments where you feel least deserving, in the face of your flaws and your mistakes and your failures and your pain and your disappointment. Life is all about being courageous enough not to withdraw from His love, because He never ever withdraws from us. You know, it just made me think of having a child. I mean, obviously I don't have one yet, but I know lots of people who do, and I've heard them say so much that there is something that happens to you when you have a child where every ounce of love that you can possibly squeeze out of you, all you long to do is pour out over your child, so that they know how loved they are, that they know how significant, how valued, how cherished, how precious they are. You know, it's not the intention of a parent to withhold. It's not the intention of a parent to look for reasons to be disappointed, to look for reasons to punish, to look for reasons to withdraw. You know, so why do we think it's any different from the Father who is perfect? You know, his intentions towards us are good, and His intentions towards us are so kind. I just feel like the revelation of His love is like becoming so real. And apparently when I come back from business, I'm just cry. I remember doing this last summer when I was back. Yeah. perfect Father, and His desire is that you're fully alive. And sometimes I think we forget, you know, I think we forget that we're born to be alive. You know, I've been coming back to John 10:10 so much this year. You know, He came so that we can have life, and life abundant, and sometimes I think we forget that we're made to be alive. I did not expect to get this emotional, sorry. And maybe it makes some of you uncomfortable, but that's good. We're made to be fully alive. The point of the love of God is so that you would live alive, fully alive, fully alive to love, fully alive to hope, fully alive to joy, fully alive to His goodness, because it's who He is, He doesn't change. He is forever good, and His intentions towards you are good, and His love, it has no prerequisites. I can't even say that word. Prerequisites. It is unconditional. The love of God is forever for you, and you know, we're caught up in this beautiful pursuit that I'm becoming more and more aware of, you know, every day, is that, you know, the love of God is relentlessly pursuing us, and we in turn are pursuing Him, you know, because it says we love Him because He first loved us. And when you experience love to that level, the only thing that we can do is pour it back out on Him, because we exist because of His love. It's why He came. You know, we're just caught up in this beautiful pursuit, and I've realised if He's pursuing me and I'm pursuing Him, you know, I'm eventually going to catch up to myself. I'm going to catch myself, and there's something so powerful about the love of God. We find ourselves in it. You know, when we live in the love of God, you come alive to everything that you were made to be, everything that you were made to do. It's when you live in the delight of the Father and His smile that is constantly over you, that's the place that you come alive to everything that's inside of you. Everything that you're meant to do is where bravery is formed. It's where courage is formed to do the things that you know He's called you to do. It's where hope becomes unshakable. You know, because in His love is breakthrough. In His love is your identity. In His love is where your identity is moulded, and it's shaped, and it's formed, and it's where your feet are set solidly in the ground, in a firm place that never relents in saying, God, I have experienced your love to such a degree that I know without a shadow of a doubt that you are for me. You have my best intentions at heart, and that your intentions towards me are forever good. And that kind of identity, and let me tell you something, I've seen it so much in school. People come from all different kinds of situations, backgrounds, church environments, and they come, and they just get marked by the love of God. You know, first year, for so many people, is all about the love of God. You know, it's not about becoming a good pastor or a good leader. It has nothing to do with that. It's all about identity. It's where everything gets stripped back and you learn to let Him love you. You know, and John 15:4, it says, the one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. For otherwise, apart from me, that is cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. That's from the Amplified Version. That is cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. Now, apart from His love, we're not able to do anything. And one thing I've seen at Bethel, one thing I've seen just from the people around me getting radically encountered by the love of God, is that people around you will start to get hungry. Because there's something about the love of God that's contagious. And what you experience when you are brave enough to let Him love you in all of your human weakness, knowing that you never have to do anything to earn His love, to earn His affection, which I don't know that I've got my head around, to be honest. I feel like I'm skimming the iceberg of what love even is. But something happens to when you experience His love to such a degree that you start to leak love around you. And I'm telling you, the people that are going to see cities transformed and nations transformed are the people that know how to let Him love them, are people who know how to dwell, how to abide, and how to live in love. You know, because abiding and dwelling in love, honestly, I'm just so convinced that's the point of it all. If you don't know how to abide in love, I just don't know what the point of anything is. You know, because we exist to be loved. It's all the Father ever wanted was to lavishly pour Himself over so that we could be restored to right relationship with the Father. You know, and also I'm becoming more convinced that it takes a lot of courage to let Him love you. That receiving the love of God is not something that's always easy, but it's vital. Being in communion and dwelling and being convinced that the Father is smiling over you, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, because his love's not dependent upon you. Which is offensive to me sometimes. His love is not dependent on you. It's not dependent upon your behaviour or your actions or what you do or don't do, what you say or don't say. It is unconditional. And so, you know, my charge to us as a community, just something that I feel like God has been asking of me is, you know, are we people that know how to talk about the love of God? Or are we people who know how to abide in love? Are we people who know how to consistently remain in love? Because those are the people where nothing's impossible. Nothing is impossible for the person that knows how loved they are. Who really knows how loved they are. And I just... My challenge to myself, but my challenge to us as a community is learn to live loved. You know, it sounds so simple, but I've become more aware that I don't know how to do that. And it affects everything. The love of God changes everything. You know, it changes the way we view ourselves. It changes the way we engage with situations. It changes the way that we speak, the way that we behave. Everything about life begins to change and transforms as it comes under the lens of being fully, lavishly loved by the Father, who is perfectly good. And so just my charge to us, and I don't know what it's going to look like, but this is the commitment that I want to make. You know, God, I want to live in your love. I don't want to live a second outside of your love, because that's when you start to pull on other things and other people to fill you. And nothing ever satisfies. You know, I've been on a big journey this year, actually in the second year, of letting go of the things that have become my source of love, have become the things that I've pulled from, to fill me, because I don't actually trust that his love's good enough. And I've been on a big journey this year of letting go of those things, to actually trust that when I turn to him and when I'm brave enough to crack open myself to receive his love, I'm not going to be disappointed. And I'm not going to be left dry, because he's always, always willing to love. It's who he is, through and through. And so, yeah, really just wanted to end with that. To encourage you, to make it your priority to learn to be loved, and to be brave enough to push everything out of your life that hinders or oppresses you being able to receive love, you being able to experience love. And I feel like there's something that God is wanting to do with us as a community. You know, I felt it so strongly as soon as I just was back in this environment, where I feel like there are fresh encounters for people in these next couple of months, that where things in you aren't fully alive, just parts of who you are. I just feel like that there's just this momentum of his love that is coming in this season, that's just going to stir, and it's going to fan the flame of your passion and of that hope. I feel something so strongly of hope that he is coming with just radical encounters with his love. It doesn't have to be this crazy thing where you end up on the floor in a heap. You know, I've learned to pay attention to the small things, to the small moments that he just comes in ways that if you're not paying attention, you might miss. Just the moments where he shows his kindness towards me, whether that's a friend giving me a hug, whether that's just, I don't even know, I can't really think of the examples, but it doesn't have to be big. But I just feel like there's something that God is going to do in you and in us as a community, where we're going to start to be awakened to ourselves again because of his love. And so I would really love just to pray for us. And if you're hearing this and there's something inside of you that says, I need that. I really need a fresh encounter with the love of God. And even I need courage to be loved. Like, I would love for you to just be brave enough just to stand right now. That may not be everyone, but there's no pressure. But if you know you just need a fresh encounter with the love of God, then I just want to invite you to stand, and I'm just going to pray for us. Be brave. Yeah. So just close your eyes, and if you feel comfortable, maybe just hold out your hands just as an act to say, God, I'm open. I want to receive. I'm here. I'm ready for a new encounter. God, I thank you for this community of people. God, I thank you for every dream that is in this room, every story. all of the history with you that is sitting in this room right now, God. I just ask for a fresh encounter with your love. A fresh encounter with love that revives us, that redeems us, that restores us. Would you just come with a wave, just gently, tenderly, God. And would you renew our mind to the truth of your love. And would you give us eyes to see? Would you give us eyes to be sensitive, to see the ways that you are showing your goodness and your kindness towards us? And God, I speak courage and bravery into every heart in this room to be brave enough to open ourselves up to love. That you would teach us, God. You would teach us how to be loved. You would teach us how to dwell. You teach us how to remain and abide in love. And I thank you, God, that it is the people that know how loved they are that will see cities and nations and people transformed by your radical love, God. Because it all starts with us. So we just open up ourselves to love, God. And we just make a commitment that we will not withdraw, we will not run away, God, but we will stay. We will be a people who stay. And God, we choose and make a commitment just as a family of believers who do love you, God, that we will open ourselves up to love again and again and again and again. And God, I just pray a refreshing today as we're together. As we're enjoying community, as we're just enjoying fun and family, God, that something would be stirred and awakened in us. That your love would become tangible again, God. I feel like there's something that God is doing. That as you make a commitment to be brave to let him love you, I just feel like that there's going to be a tangible experience of his love that's released over your life again. So I just want to leave just 30, 40 seconds for you just to personally, before God, it's not about anyone else, just to open yourself up to love again. Yeah, God, I thank you that you are kind and that you are good. And I just bless every person in this room with more moments of knowing just how loved they are. Yeah, in Jesus' name.